Heading, Miracles Not a Test. Subheading, Satan Will Present Miracles. Many who refuse the message which the Lord sends them are seeking to find pegs on which to hang doubts, to find some excuse for rejecting the light of heaven. In the face of clear evidence, they say, as did the Jews, "Show us a miracle, and we will believe." If these messengers have the truth, why do they not heal the sick? Could their eyes be opened, they would see evil angels exulting around them and triumphing in their power to deceive them. The day is just before us when Satan will answer the demand of these doubters and present numerous miracles to confirm the faith of all those who are seeking this kind of evidence. How terrible will be the situation of those who close their eyes to the light of truth and ask for miracles to establish them in deception. Letter 4, 1889. Subheading, Miraculous Healing and Fanaticism. Our sanitariums are to reach a class that can be reached by no other means. Why, asks one and another, is not prayer offered for the miraculous healing of the sick instead of so many sanitariums being established? Should this be done, great fanaticism would arise in our ranks. Those who have much confidence would start into action, as did certain ones in blank, who had a great deal to say about holy flesh. These were carried away by a spiritualistic delusion. At the General Conference in 1901, they were rebuked by a message given me for them by the Lord. Should we carry out the plans that some would be pleased to have us carry out, companies that would be formed who would bring in spiritualistic manifestations that would confuse the faith of many? Errors will come in, and strange doctrines will be advocated. Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. As far back as the establishment of the first sanitarium, these things began to appear. They were similar to the error that manifested themselves as soon after the disappointment of 1844. A strong phase of fanaticism appeared, calling itself the witness of the Holy Ghost. I was given a message to rebuke this evil work. Letter 79, 1905.